welcome to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Wayne.
Yes, you are. And I'm so glad you're back. And I'm Will.
Thanks, buddy. It's good to be back. This week, we have a great show for you. And the topics we covered are, it's a lot of stuff. So there you have it. We really are a show about nothing. We're about to prove it.
But it was so much fun.
It was fun. Welcome to the Dog Show Drive.
I'm born to run down rocky cliffs. Give me grace, bury my sins. Shattered glass and black holes can't hold me back from where I need to go.
Yellow hills. Well, as the great Mark Twain said, the reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. How are you, young William?
I'm good, Wayne. It's really good to see you. And here at the Dog Show Drive, we want to welcome back our one and only Mr. Wayne Cavanaugh. Put your hands together, people. Welcome to the stage, Mr. Cavanaugh. Don't forget about the free lunch.
Thanks, Will. And don't forget to tip your bartenders and waitresses. I'll be here all week, I hope. It was a frightening month, but I'm glad to be alive and I'm glad to be back. So I first want to apologize for all the shows I had to cancel, including stewarding at the Garden and dodging the Gordon National and just a bunch of other really plum assignments. And it's a horrible feeling to have to call and cancel, but you know how hard it is. In one case, English Setter Specialty in Ohio, Jane Myers was the day before me, so they lost two of us, and they had to go hunt on a big weekend for Jane and I.
Should I be sitting by my phone, maybe?
You should be. You should. I think it already happened. It was last week. Okay. But I won't be able to judge for the month of June as well, so I've canceled all those. But back in July is the plan.
So I'm glad you're back on the mend. But we discussed this earlier, if we were going to touch on this topic. And I think you should touch on it because of awareness. I really do now that I think about it.
Yeah, I struggle with it, you know, about I haven't said anything. But I'm for those of you who know what Will and I look like and don't confuse us, because it's very important you don't confuse us. I'm the one who's active and fit.
Booyah!
And has hair on most of his head, more of his head. But
welcome
really,
back.
I'm a pretty healthy, fit guy. And I don't remember much of it, but I ended up in the ambulance and going to the ER, and I was very close, and I ended up, even though I have my booster, I had a severe case of COVID-19, one of the new variants, and as a result, the first thing they do is triage you based on your numbers. And for the medical folks out there, there's a thing called C-reactive protein, which is a great indicator of the severity and if you're going to die. And normal is 3. Mine was 105.2. So
that's crazy.
It was a big fight to get back, but without all of the... I can just tell you, spending 5 minutes in a negative pressure room, sealed isolation, negative pressure room with a jet engine fan blowing 24/7. I don't wish that on anybody. It's a breakthrough case. Your odds are very, very good. You're not going to get it. But still, you need to be aware. And I don't want to get into all the details and all that. But I'm just saying, in whatever level you think you need to be safe, do so. Because I was very safe and masked in grocery stores, and I you know, I'm glad to be on this side of the dirt. So again, your odds are way better. I think it's 6,500 to one that someone would get it that's been vaccinated. So the COVID team, which is an extraordinary group of individuals from around the place, they just said they've, without a booster, I would have died real quick because my numbers are so high. But I'm out. It was only a week, and then I don't remember a whole lot of it, but I've been home for a while now. Anyway, that's all I want to say about that. But just be careful. And I still have trouble breathing. I still have trouble talking. I hope you can hear me. And I'm exhausted. And I wake up every night soaking wet from head to toe, middle of the night. So we don't know enough about how these variants work. We don't know what the aftermath is, and we don't know. Everybody's different. So that's it. Other than that, when I decided I was alive, I thought, well, I'll go treat myself. So I got new glasses and a new car, and actually two new cars, but well, I can't help myself, Will. You think I give a shit about who gets money when I'm dead? You wake up from that and you're like, you're on your own, kids. But
Daddy's gonna splurge.
Yeah, I miss the dog shows terribly. I miss the dogs. I'm going to miss the Gordon Setters and stewarding at Westminster and all those fun things that I've been really looking forward to. That Buckeye and Westetter was a tough one. Plainfield, poor Hal Bierman on, you know, the busiest weekend trying to get a judge last minute for his show in New Jersey, which was evidently a beautiful, beautiful event. So sorry I missed that. And Hal's been great. I just, you know, it's, you really, really feel bad when you...
Everybody understands. But I have to tell you, it was a huge eye-opener for me because you, Mr. Kavanaugh, are my Superman. So if you go down... It makes me think. So
I do bounce back pretty quick from most things, but this one was different. Anyway, I miss the dogs and the dog shows, and I certainly miss the people. The thing that really, really bothered me was our shows right here in Kalamazoo. You know, they're 15 minutes from my house. My best friends were there, you know, judges, exhibitors. I would have done anything to get over there and see them.
Yeah, I love that show.
I do too, and they were great dogs. The quality was wonderful. So I sat by my phone for 5 days and and looked at results and texts and trying my best to be there without being there, but I couldn't. And I couldn't have anybody stop by yet. I just, you know, I'm just not myself quite yet. So. But I'll be up and at them soon. So anyway, never mind all that crap. There were not only 5 dog shows in Kalamazoo. I think there were 10,000 dog shows on Memorial Day weekend. Everybody I know won a couple of Best in Shows.
Oh, even up here, Wayne, we had shows.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah, we had, let's see, there were how many shows last weekend? At least 3 with driving distance from me. So
wow, yeah, man. Yeah, they were all over. It's the biggest. Well, I think it's the biggest. It's always been the biggest dog show weekend of the year. And it's, you know, it's wonderful. People take those vacation days, add them on the end, and they'll go anywhere. And boy, the groups up here were, they were really tough. I would have loved to have seen it, but next year. Well, November, they do it again in Kalamazoo.
So. Yeah, what a wonder. I have to say, tell you, Kalamazoo, because I used to go and visit you guys and see it in the show, and the show was always so competitive, and all my friends were there.
Yeah.
It was a run show. Like, the show was run perfectly. It went so smooth every time.
They've got a great group there. Jim Fankhauser's the cluster chair, and the individual chairs are wonderful. The site it does plenty of dog shows there for UKC too, and they know what they're doing. Yeah. The guy that is in charge, his name is Robert Redford. He's a wonderful guy.
Robert Redford?
It actually is Robert Redford, yeah. He's a super guy, and he does a heck of a job for the fairgrounds, pulling it together. The camping there is, you know, doable and decent. And yeah, it's just a nice building, the expo center built. So it works out real well. But, you know, everybody calls me and says, what hotels do I stay in? Like, shit, I don't know. I don't stay in any hotels here.
Exactly, yeah. You live there. You must know where we're
I usually stay in my own house. But anyway, I did want to mention, and without, you know, again, you don't want to sound like you're disparaging the sport or a weekend or a panel. There were some real good judges on this panel. But there is a dog, and I've seen this dog a number of times, and I know you have too, Will, and he's a really good one. And he won the breed all 5 days, but he didn't get much going in the groups. And it makes you wonder, and everybody says, gosh, if that dog had so-and-so showing him and money and ads, he'd be one of the top dogs of his group. It's true.
But it's such a shame that we have to think of it that way. Like I know I, as a handler, I thought about things like that all the time. I wish I had that dog. I wish I had them.
Yeah.
But we noticed those dogs. Mm-hmm. We pulled them out of the pack, and we clued in on them because those are the dogs we wanted. I don't understand why that can't happen in the grand scheme of things, too.
I know. Once in a while.
Very frustrating. You know?
Once in a while.
But
not often.
I understand sometimes it's hard to get certain dogs started.
Yeah. And we both have a friend who has a very good dog. And he won half the breeds and didn't place in a group. And it's a really good little dog.
Oh, yeah. I'd give your eye teeth to have that in my ring, you know?
You're not kidding. So, you know, it's just a matter of, again, you know, do we pay too much attention to the groups and have judges that understandably can't know the nuances of all the breeds they judge when you get into the 5-6 group? And for a 5-day weekend, you're going to need some multi group judges, you know, to make it work, who are superb in some breeds, but
Yeah, people can't be at the top on every breed all in their knowledge of it. But like I was just going through some notes, and even common dog knowledge from years of being at dog shows puts you ahead of the pack.
It does.
And I was looking at some questions and thinking, even if I didn't know that breed, I could answer those questions.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yep. Absolutely. The basic template is there.
Yeah.
Profile, silhouette, balance. If you can't, that's the first cut right there. And because that's the shape and the profile has got so much to do with type. It defines the breed, the outline. And if that's not there, you're going to miss it. And we do. And it sounds so trite to say it over and over again, but long, low dogs may run fast in the group, but come on, if they're not supposed to be long and low, can't we just go back to square and off square? It's getting ridiculous. It's all for speed. And no one seems to care. Just watch it over and over again. I don't know.
Someone sent me a picture of a dog that they were trimming, and they said, well, what do you think? Is it showable? I said, it's showable. I said, it's too low legged for me. I said, probably finish in a weekend.
Yeah. No one seems to care. It's true. It's true. And then you have, especially with these 5-day weekends, you've got the Thursday factor. It's real. You went on Thursday when all the judges are sitting in the group ring and the people respect. And if you're a little I'm not saying this is conscious at all, but if you're a little insecure in a new group and someone that is well-respected did the group the first night, you're going to have to give that dog a second look just because you're a human being and you're insecure and that's the way it works.
Bandwagon. You send me something, Kavanaugh, I'm going to be like, what the heck was Kavanaugh thinking?
Right. And I love those things. I love when I do something that in my mind is correct and no one else would think so because they're not long and low and fancy. And I'm proud when I see those ads in there. Like, see, I didn't give one crap about the record of this dog. I was looking for one that I think is breeding stock quality, not show quality.
A plethora of those people. We used to have Mrs. Clark and the Janies and that could find those dogs now, and everybody had to go, oh yeah, what happened to that dog? Well, they found it. Now the rest of the world found it.
Yeah. It takes a while. And that is always funny too, but that's how his long weekend goes. You know, those, if you win the first couple, you're going to keep hitting it.
So true.
But that's our sport. It's all about groups and best now.
Well, we had last. I don't know if you remember the Kent Kennel Club. Do you remember the Kent Kennel Club in Chatham? Sure. Old Kennel Club. It's been like it used to be run by John Lusk and Lou Drosher. It was one of those clubs that a lot of judges really wanted to go to because it was just so well run. And Ed Wild's taken over and he's always done a great job. Well, they moved sites this year. And I'll tell you, they moved it to the shore of Erie Shore. And it's the lake is in the background of the whole dog show.
Wow.
And they didn't get a fabulous entry and they had a good panel of judges. But I'll tell you, people, if you get a chance to go next year, go and camp and you're going to have it's just the scenery is so beautiful. Yeah. It's just, they did such a beautiful job setting up the show. And you think, well, where the heck is it? You see, you're driving. But once you get, it's beautiful. So
That sounds, I need to get up there more this summer.
You do. But last week we had those shows, the Kent Kennel Club, and then we had the shows in Ottawa, and I believe there were shows in Quebec too. They're all within driving distance from me. It sort of, it made all the shows range from 300 to 400, where it could have easily been a 500 or 600 dog show.
Absolutely. And that, well, I don't know how hard I can beat that drum. No one seems to care. And then I do get the odd, someone wrote an article saying, Knock It Off is too many shows, not where I live. I live in the middle of nowhere. I get that. We're not taking those shows away. It's the ones that are an hour apart.
Right.
No one say you're going to take your remote shows away.
Remote. Yeah,
we get that. Right. It's when there's 15 shows within 2 hours of Chicago or New York, that's the problem. Not when you live in Nebraska or Oklahoma or places that are far, but more shows between, So I don't know. Anyway, it's a crazy world, young William. It's a crazy world. You and I were talking last week about an issue that seems to be, rearing its ugly head more and more. And that's the, people can't help but Photoshop everything to death. And you had a good story about that, Will.
Yeah. Years ago, I was at it's combined, back when we called it the combined, and I was showing an English setter dog, and he ended up winning the breed of the combined specialty, which is always a huge thrill back then. It still is, but back when it was called the combined, it was just had a feeling about it. Anyway, I get the picture back, and I'm going to come out and say it was my good friend Garth Gorley was a photographer because he used to do a lot of the center specialties down there, and he's going to kill me for this though. I said it's a great picture, Garth. I said, but can we just tidy up my hand underneath his chin? And he said, of course we can, Will. He reaches into his little packet, pulls out a Sharpie, takes my fingers out, and hands it back to me.
That's beautiful. We're looking back on, there's a lot of these historical pointer Facebooks. Every breed's got them, right? The Terrier one's wonderful. and you look at the pictures and you say, oh boy. And even I look at some ads I did 40 years ago and I think, oh, did I really put that in? Well, it's because it wasn't Photoshopped.
Exactly. Those are the real dogs. And that's, and I honestly think, because both you and I, as kids, we used to almost judge magazines.
We did judge magazines. Yeah. We did.
You can't do that now because they're all beautiful.
They're perfect. Their top lines don't have a ripple or a hair. If top lines were as flat as those Photoshops, the dogs wouldn't be able to walk or eat or do anything. They wouldn't be able to sit.
And you know what? I hate to say it. I look at some dogs, and I'm not going to say this about everything, but there are some people that were better trimmers before Photoshop. Because this is true. Yeah. Because I would look at their dogs before Photoshop, and they were perfect. And then as Photoshop progressed, they got a little bit lackadaisical about it because I thought, oh, I can fix that with my Photoshopping.
I'll fix it in post.
So yep. I've seen that over the years. I've seen certain dogs that are people that dogs look beautiful. Then once Photoshop started to progress, they got a little lazier on their trims because they knew it could be fixed at the end.
So, don't worry about getting rid of that little. Every dog has a skin roll or a hair where its neck meets its shoulders. It's just that's the way dogs are. Not in the photos. They're not. They're perfectly smooth.
Smooth
there.
As glass.
And I'll tell you, I kind of enjoy Photoshop myself. So once in a while, I'll take a picture that I found in a magazine, and I'll scan it, and I'll totally repair the dog, change it dramatically, and send it back to its owner and say, I think you need to start breeding one like this.
Well, that's the fun side of it, because you can be creative about something.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good for your eye. I think it's a good lesson for people that are aspiring to be good dog people to be able to do that because it's in their head. So,
yeah. The first thing you do with every dog that you see a picture of is you lasso the whole front end free form. And then you push the button to the right so the front goes under it where it's supposed to be under its withers. That's the first thing you repair on every dog because we can't seem to fix that in construction, nor does it matter, I guess. They want them straight in front over, done behind. But the first thing you do is slide that front back under and you're golden, especially when... never mind. There's plenty of breeds that could specifically use that on every dog. But then again, you could just breed them with better fronts, I guess. But I don't know. What do we know? What else you got going up there, Will?
Well, let's see. This weekend we have a big set of shows. Erie Shores Kennel Club. It's held in Caledonia. It's a beautiful site. It's along the river, we got a good panel of judges coming up this year. It's I believe Doug and Jamie are there.
Oh, great.
We've got. I think Dr. Steve is there.
Oh, wonderful.
Leanne Bateman. Dan Erickson was supposed to be there. I think something happened, but she put together a good panel of judges for this show.
That's excellent.
And it
Did
worked
you have
out.
Johan? Wasn't Johan up there this
Johan
weekend?
Was a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But just it goes to show you that this Anne that does the Erie Shores show, she always tries to create a good panel. And I think she got about 600 to 700 dogs a day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
It really matters.
Yep, it really does.
Really matters.
See it in the long run.
But we see the same judges every week.
Oh, Carrie Payne's coming from Australia.
We've
got a good panel of judges showing up this weekend. So
I'm telling you, especially this Memorial Day weekend when it's so hard to find somebody, the regulars are all there, the ones that judge every single weekend and are never home. Boy, I don't ever want to be that guy that's on the road 5 days a week.
Oh,
you got to get there and you got to get home. Brody and Margaret had a conference up in Boston this weekend, and they both presented on their topic, and the issue was this conference was held on Memorial Day weekend. I don't know who planned that. But rooms and the flights and the delays and so when you're a judge, you get the same treatment when you're flying a judge dog show in Boston on a weekend. People don't think about that. It's I had a friend call me and say, hey, I got a call to replace you in New Jersey on the Memorial Day circuit. And I thought about it just to be a friend and help you out. But then I thought, you know what? I'm staying home on Memorial Day weekend. I'm not dealing with all this.
No, talking about your son, Brody, I just got this message. Because he sent me a message prior saying, you know, asking about certain things. Then he started saying how much he liked Ira Setters.
Yeah, forget it. No.
Margaret, blah, blah, blah. I told him we'd discuss it. You and I would discuss it. And he said, sounds good. Have fun. Don't make me sound too ridiculous on the podcast. And then he also did this. Don't forget to make a plug for Zach Hyman. He's a superstar right now for the Edmonton Oilers.
There you go. Is. That's right.
I used to show Zach's father's dogs. So I every game, I'll tell you, this is how genuine this kid is. He's not a kid, he's a young man. I message him before every game. He messages me back every time.
Is that right? How cool.
Thanks for wishing him luck. He said, say hi to so-and-so. Told me to say his dog's doing great in Edmonton. He has a Siberian from my friend Colin.
Wonderful.
He's just one of those kids that just... He's just a great guy. Just a great. Yeah. He's not a kid. He's got to stop saying that.
He's a kid, Will. If they're under, if they're younger than us,
they're kids.
Close. They're kids. Cheryl has this argument with me all the time. Like, because they're not kids. I'm certain if they're a month younger than me, they're kids. There's no doubt.
Well, I'll tell you, the day he accepted the offer from Edmonton, because he played for the Maple Leafs, and the busiest day, the day that was done. I messaged him, and I didn't expect anything. I said, just sorry to hear that you're leaving. We're going to miss you, blah, blah, blah. He messaged me right back. Wow. He was all over the radios that day.
Yeah.
That's the kind of kid he is.
Salt of the earth. Most hockey players really are, they defy the image that you see on the ice. They are the nicest guys in the world. And respect they learn. I think that's part of it, right?
And he just hasn't. He is out there. He gives it 110%. Yeah. Every time. I stay up and late to watch Zach.
Well, I stayed up a lot, partially because I can't sleep. But I watched a whole bunch of these playoff games. You see how we did that, Will? We veered away from Irish Setters.
Hockey.
Right where we... Right, and,
we do have a hockey following, Wayne.
We do. And I watched the Rangers playoffs, and I watched them against Pittsburgh. And I just hope that Trouba gets... And what I want for him is maybe a foot fungus or an itch. For years, maybe 5 years of a constant itch. Nothing broken, nothing terrible, but just an itch.
It's an annoyance. A
severe annoyance would be wonderful. He deserves it. Anyway.
But see, if you were on the other side, if you were a Rangers fan.
No, I don't care if I don't, even if I was a Crosby enemy who hated the Penguins and I saw him go after his head on purpose after that concussion. That's just inhumane, no matter who. And that's disrespectful, too.
But it's hard to say if that was on purpose.
It was on purpose.
This is what you came here to hear, folks.
That's right,
Dan. Wayne and I talk about this.
Yeah, but anyway, the Lightning looked unstoppable. I wish the Canes, Canes had their starting goalie or even their second goalie, they were down to play, and I think the kids from high school nearby... It's a shame because they really outplayed the Rangers. They just didn't have the goaltending.
Yeah, I hate to say it, they probably would have ended the series a lot earlier because they were on top, and they just it looked like they were going to steamroll them. But then, it was a chink in their armor. It really was.
Sorry, Rangers fans. I do have one good to say. I love Gerard Gallant. I think he's a great coach.
He's a great coach. And Shesterkin's a great goaltender.
He's amazing. And Zibanejad's fun to watch too.
Yeah.
Tampa
is just built for this. It's unbelievable. Yeah. They play tonight, and they play Tuesday, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
They're built for this.
Yeah, they are.
But it's going to be fun. Who took them to 7 games? Almost beat them. The Toronto Maple Leafs did.
Yes. The almost Toronto Maple Leafs.
Yeah, they took out number one Florida in 5 games, though. No, four games.
And that was a shocker because that's a heck of a team in Florida.
Well, it made sense, though. If you listen to, I listen to a lot of hockey stuff, and because Florida had no problem with their first round competition. They right. didn't even have to catch stride, where the Leafs in Tampa, they caught stride. They went seven games. It was a tough fight. So they were already on top of their game walking into that series.
And the worst part of Florida, and Biz took them to task for it too, their fans were just silent. You know, they'd score a goal and everybody like, yay, thank you very much. I mean, it was terrible. Their fans had no interest in the game. None. They didn't have that six man on the ice. Like, I mean, Carolina's amazing fans.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Amazing fans. And it makes a giant difference. And
the support does, you know.
Yeah. They, I don't know where, I think, I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway.
So as far as Irish setters go.
There's dog shows now. Oh, I'm driving to that's that will segue back. After this weekend, I'm driving to Grilling, Colorado for the Irish Setter National.
You are?
Yep. So Edmonton Oilers might be in Denver anyway.
Hey, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's a fantastic site and a great place. Boy, the flights are expensive getting there. We hear a lot of people complaining about that, but they'll go anyway. And yeah. By the way,
I'll take my minivan.
You know, you never asked me the 10 questions that you ask anybody because, you know,
you want me to ask them to you right now?
Well, just one or two.
No, if I'm going to ask you, you have to have all 10.
Oh, well, I wasn't prepared for all 10, but I'll give it a shot. All
right. Let me just pull them up here.
And you have to read them? You've been doing them.
I know, but I've been changing them too.
Ah, sneaky.
Yeah.
You'll see how this ties back to the Irish Setter National soon.
What questions did you want me to ask you?
No, just ask them. I'll go through them. I'll do them quick.
Let me find them here on my phone. So they usually have a separate thing. Be right back.
He leaves me in the lurch. I have no voice, no breath. And there he goes. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at some beautiful photographs behind young William's microphone. And you're going to be able to see these wonderful setups soon because we are going to do audio, YouTube these. And you'll be able to see. We'll promise not to change our outfits. We'll keep the pajamas and and funny hats and make faces. So you can
I'm back. And this will be perfect because I can test out the new questions on you as well.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Yeah. I'll do the original 10 questions right now for you.
That's fine.
Ready? Yep. Win Best in Show at Westminster or judge Best in Show at Westminster, Wayne?
Oh, I already did one, so I might as well judge, right?
Yeah. Okay. If you were a show dog, which judge would you like to examine you?
Doug Bell. Oh, wait, he's not a judge. Betty Ann Stenmark.
Oh, there you go.
I love Betty Ann.
What profession was your childhood dream?
I was going to be a marine biologist.
Coke or Pepsi?
Then I took chemistry.
Coke or Pepsi?
Neither.
What TV show would you like to appear on?
Oh, Friends.
Good one. Who would you like to play you in the movie about you?
Will Alexander.
Perfect answer.
Robert Redford's too easy.
What is your worst habit?
Buying cars.
Or waxing them.
Well, that's a good habit.
What dog show personality, past or present, would you like to have dinner with?
Huh. Past or present?
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Well, everybody says Annie and Janie. I mean, Bob and Jane, because they were not for the reasons that people normally think, because they were my other parents, you know. Bob and Jane.
Sweet or savory?
Ann. This is the question I was hoping you'd ask.
Sweet or savory?
I said Ann.
Even Pog, even made me pause for a second. And who? And what? Oh, Ann.
Ann Savory's doing the Irish Setter National. That's right. I've been saving that one for weeks, Will.
Okay, what's your life's theme song?
Oh, it's Willie Nelson's song. No one will know. I woke up still not dead again today.
These are the new questions. I haven't decided which ones I'm going to use yet, but let's try them out on you.
All right.
I don't know if you've been watching this, but
no, I haven't.
Johnny Depp or Amber Heard?
Both. I think they're both guilty of being assholes. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Did I say that?
Favorite movie quote?
Oh, it's from When Harry Met Sally, and they're getting a little amorous on the couch, and she wants to go for it and he doesn't, and he says, "I'm sorry, on first dates I have a rule, I don't go that far on the first date," and it gets a little more amorous and he says, "Actually, it's more of a guideline." So that's my quote, my favorite quote. It's more of a guideline.
Okay. McDonald's or Burger King?
Ew, gross.
Here's the one that I think, what kind of dog do you see yourself as? Or what breed of dog do you see yourself as?
An Irish Setter.
Irish Setter.
Sorry, bro, you can't have one.
Those are the new questions. I'm going to try them out this weekend.
Those are good. The breed one is good.
Yeah, I may leave the McDonald's one out because I think I'm going to get that you a lot.
Yeah, you probably will. You probably will. I don't know. Handler's on the road, you know.
Exactly.
Any port in a storm. But those are very good. You'll have fun with those. Yeah, I don't see myself as a beagle or a pointer. I love those breeds, obviously. But, you know, I'm a redheaded, energetic, used to be, redheaded pain in the ass, just like an Irish Setter. So
I'm definitely a beagle.
Yeah, you are a beagle. You know, Eddie looks like a beagle, don't you think?
Yeah, he could be a beagle too.
I think Eddie could be a beagle. Yeah. But
don't put us in the same X pen.
Yeah. by the way, I obviously love Irish Setters. The reason we're kicking this around about Brody is they both work very serious, heavy-duty jobs with not a lot of time, and they have two wonderful pointers, and that's enough for now. And if you think that Will's going to fly down there and trim your Irish Setter every week, you're crazy, because you're not going to do
halfway, bro.
Yeah.
And I do offer a course.
It's true. Hey, we're moving this week, Will. No, it's not true. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
So my poor wife, bless her heart, because of me, she had to wait 21 days in quarantine before her back surgery, which is definitely needed. Jeez. It's a burst fracture, T11. And and that means that just not a crack. It's like that vertebrae was hit with a hammer and smacked like Turkish taffy. And one bit is pushing up against her spinal column. She's in a lot of pain. She's in a full body, a body brace from her chin to her waist. And the back looks like armor. It's horrible. 24/7, she lives in it. So the two of us are really in great shape. Yeah. And we're trying to pack and move in 2 weeks. It's been getting, we're going room by room. And we did the big, move from the place that you used to stay. We had the guest house, the barn, the pool house, the tiny house, the main house. That took a year. So we got rid of so much stuff that this move should be easier. And we're only moving a couple, maybe 300 feet from the current house. So, but we hired a moving company. I'm not stupid.
They can drive around. Leave some stuff there and tell the new owners you'll be by to get it later.
Well, they did buy some of our furniture, which makes it a little easier.
I wanted to send a little quick note out. My dear friend Sean and Nadine Bennett, they're on their way to the dog show this weekend, and they were in a car accident.
Oh no.
They rolled, but their fifth wheel caught up to their truck. It hit on its side and ended up all's good. They're all safe and sound. The dogs are all safe and sound. They're not gonna make it to the dog show. And I told them there's lots of dog shows. I'm just happy everybody's safe. So my thoughts out to you and to Sean and Nadine, because they're very dear friends of mine. So
yeah. Oh gosh. Well, best of luck, Sean and Nadine. It's a scary moment. So I'm glad you're all okay.
Jeez. And you know, it's we live on the road doing this sport, so we're lucky more of these things don't appear and happen.
You know, it's true. And I had a friend this weekend that, you know, you win the breed, you stay for the group, you're out of there at six and you got a 14-hour drive home, mm-hmm. You know, through the night, work the next day, worry about these things. You know, I remember, you know, Flavio, right? Who didn't love one of the greatest guys and the greatest dog men in our sport. And when he moved back to Mexico, I believe.
Brazil,
South America, yeah. His fear was that, you know, the roads there and the way that you're driving and the high roads are built. And he was frightened that, of driving on the way home from shows at night. And he'd mentioned it more than once.
Frightening.
Went back, and that's exactly what happened, unfortunately. And
what now, when you're young and enthusiastic, you just drive overnight. Like, now I stop. Like, it's 8:30. I'm stopping.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're 17, you got your uncle's Buick Oldsmobile with four bald tires and two retreads, but there's a girl that you think is cute in Ohio. I can do 12 hours. Yeah. Now I want a brand new car, triple checked, and I'll go 6 hours and take a break.
It's true. It's true. You know,
it's only 12 hours.
I'm looking for a hotel.
I know. Brody's house is 12 hours from here. And he and Margaret will drive up without even thinking about it in one shot. Not Cheryl and I. We have our hotel and our little Mexican restaurant about a little more than midway, which is perfect, right? Seven onto a 12-hour drive. You go seven, you get your sleep and your Mexican food, and in the morning you got five and you're in there. Yeah, that's my MO. That's my MO.
That's so funny. You know, I think I've worn you out enough your first week back.
I'm just about out of breath. Yeah. So yes.
And that's actually a good way to end, because I want everybody to stay safe out there. So
yeah, please do. And count your blessings and stay healthy.
That's right.
That's all we got. All right. Take us out, young William.
All right. Stay safe, everybody. Party on, Garth.
Party on, Will, but make sure you take your Tylenol.
Party on, Garth.
No way.
Better be paying attention, Doc.
Give me grace. Bury my sins. Shattered
glass. So Ernie can use this in the blooper reel.
That's right.
We love you, Ernie. From where I need to go.
Don't put that in, Ernie.
Quit taking yourself damn seriously.
Watch the move under my feet. Stranger things.
Thanks, Ernie.
Hold back.